News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. You made it. It's Wednesday. Like, we made it halfway through the week. It's a positive thing. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. 74 now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got accident-free conditions so far, and if you're traveling up the Eastern Shore, it's quiet. For Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway, downtown from the tunnels and to the 1065 split from Rangeline to Theodore Dawes Road, no delays yet this morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean, Kelly, Corey, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course you 24/7 on the text line at 343-0106. Also works for telephone calls. We'll take those coming up after 8 o'clock. And we continue in the Summer Better Than Others giveaway. We have now Baldwin County, quit your crying. Which you've been at the Carrot Patch in Pine Brook Shopping Center. That's right. So that's what they've been saying. So, well, today is your day. Starting up today, your chance to get registered at Old Time Feed. And we'll have another weekly winner coming up sometime, about this time next week. We'll announce that weekly winner from Old Time Feed. The registration box there. Stop on in, drop your name in. And when we have all our selections for our weekly winners, mm-hmm. then we'll do the grand prize drawing. Over $5,500 worth of goodies in this Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway. Details on the front page of our website and our Facebook page. Check it out. We're going to be moving. So, yeah, we're at Old Time Feed, and then we're going to be on both sides of the bay. So you have chances to get registered. But if you are somebody who's been telling me for the last week, I'm in Baldwin County, I want to get registered, it's your time.
You heard
Old Time Feed.
You heard them.
I heard them.
Yep.
Your wish is my command. Aww. and like I Dream a Genie, would she do wiggle her nose or something? Now the registration box is
or it. She rang a doorbell.
Whatever, ring, whatever worked for her. I don't think her nose made that sound.
No, not at all.
Barbara Eden's nose went.
But you know what you also can do? You can enter someone else's name as a gift. I mean, imagine that. You always get mad because I bring peace and love.
Yes, I do. So I would say, from my perspective, be competitive and don't put anybody's name in other than yours. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
It's yin and yang on a Wednesday morning. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, here's Kelly Finley with headlines.
Already, thank you, gentlemen. Happening right now, the search for a missing woman continues. She'd been missing for 19 days. Mobile police need your help as they search for 40-year-old DeCarla Bonner. She was last seen June 1st. Her mother reported her missing June 11th. She was last known to be driving a black 2001 Toyota Avalon. Now, Bonner stands 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighs about 230 pounds. Anyone with any information urged to contact the Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. So, what would Alabama Democratic gubernatorial candidate Walt Maddox do if he were governor when it comes to this highly controversial policy of separating parents and children at the border? It's a conversation that continues to keep us all busy, monitoring the updates and seeing who said what on which side. So Maddox, of course, he is the mayor of Tuscaloosa. He said that he would try to persuade President Trump to reconsider the policy instead of deploying Alabama National Guard troops to the southern border, saying, quote, "If I were governor, I would use the power of the office to encourage the president to find a humane solution to this issue. We can protect our borders while at the same time not dividing families. Our values tell us there's a better way to do this. As governor, I think you can exert that influence, and hopefully the president would listen." Now, the Trump administration says they are just following the law. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you'll recall last week, cited a Bible verse to justify the policy. Maddox says that while he has not study the intricacies of immigration policy, he does believe the president could provide security to the country, but at the same time, doing it in such a way that does not divide and separate families. As for the president, of course, he is always on Twitter, letting you know how he thinks. And 21 hours ago, the president tweeted out, "Democrats are the problem. They don't care about crime and want illegal immigrants, no matter how bad they may be, to pour into and infest our country like MS-13. They can't win on their terrible policies, so they view them as potential voters." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 612 FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of this issue, online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you agree with tougher enforcement of immigration laws, even if it means separating children from their parents? Respondents right now, 73% of y'all say yes, 27% no.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For a limited time at participating restaurants, text on and
as a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Hill Road. When officers arrived, he ran, and that's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man wanted in connection to a shooting early Tuesday morning. Police believe Elmo Jerome Moore knows something about the shooting on Walker Road. A new restaurant is opening in downtown Mobile today. Expect to see some Mardi Gras fanfare when the Ruby Slipper opens at 11 this morning. The restaurant boasts an impressive brunch menu with its roots in New Orleans. Construction is set to begin next year for a new hotel in Gulf Shores. The Embassy Suites luxury hotel will have a rooftop pool and a bar overlooking the beach. The $85 million hotel will have 229 rooms. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
616 FM Talk 1065, and time to take a look at sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Good hump day to you all. Monday morning sports report this morning. On Tuesday afternoon, Judge William H. Steele submitted an order canceling Friday's scheduled 10 a.m. hearing on St. Paul's federal lawsuit against the Alabama High School Athletic Association dealing with competitive balance. Competitive balance is a rule that requires private school teams that achieve a specific level of success to be reclassified for athletic purposes so they play against public schools with larger enrollments. St. Paul's attorneys filed the lawsuit based on that competitive balance factor puts their student athletes at greater risk for injury, particularly in contact sports such as soccer and football. The St. Paul Saints currently have a 4A enrollment, but are slated to play 6A football this upcoming football season. According to Steele's order, a written ruling will come as soon as it is reasonably practicable. The AA Southern League All-Star Game was played last night at Regions Field in Birmingham. Mobile Bay Bears outfielder Zach Gibbons was named the game's most valuable player, helping the South Division defeat the North Division 9-5. Gibbons entered the game in the sixth inning and went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The North Division had a no-hitter going until Gibbons got a single in the seventh inning. Zach Gibbons became the first Bay Bear player to be named the most valuable player of a Southern League All-Star game since 2013 when outfielder Justin Green won the award. The Bay Bears returned to the Hank to start the second half of the season versus the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday for a 6-game homestand. At the College World Series on Tuesday, the SEC had a very good day. The Mississippi State Bulldogs pounded the North Carolina Tar Heels 12-2. Mississippi State is now 3 wins away from winning a national championship. Freshman Jordan Westberg tied a College World Series record with 7 RBIs, including a grand slam, proving that the potassium power that he has gotten from the bananas he's been using in the dugout is working. The banana craze has now caught on with his teammates and Bulldog fans everywhere. Freshman Tanner Allen from UMS had 1 hit and 1 RBI also for the Bulldogs. The Florida Gators defeated and eliminated the Texas Longhorns 6-1. And Arkansas versus Texas Tech was postponed due to the weather, and they'll play at 11 o'clock this morning. In the nightcap, Oregon State and North Carolina will play in an elimination game. In the World Cup FIFA action, Russia also was able to come away with the win last night. They scored 3 goals and got past Egypt. Senegal beat Poland 2-1, and Japan defeated Colombia 2-1. In today's action, it includes Portugal versus Morocco, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, and Iran versus Spain. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Braves beat the Blue Jays on the road 11-4. The Cubs split a doubleheader with the Dodgers. Tampa Bay Rays ended the Astros' 12-game winning streak and got a 2-1 victory. And the Yankees sunk the Mariners 7-2 to keep the best record in the majors. And that's a look at your Mobile Morning Sports.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic, and we have accident-free conditions so far this morning. A good ride from the airport, Spring Hill to Moffitt 65. If you're traveling eastbound I-10 downtown for the tunnels, no problems. Also westbound I-10 from Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway, all running smooth so far this morning. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. At Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they have all the flooring they can handle our everyday disasters. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5, 74 now at our studios, heading for high in the 90s. Dr. Bill will fill in the details on thunderstorms and heat indexes or heat indices and all that kind of stuff coming up in just about 10 minutes. Right now, let's catch headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. We appreciate you, of course. Corey, good morning to you. Welcome to the AM crew. It is 6:22 on your Wednesday morning, halfway through the week. All right, so Representative Bradley Byrne, he is also weighing in on this topic of separating children from their parents at U.S.-Mexico border, saying, quote, nobody wants to see children separated from their parents. If you're human with any feelings at all, you feel it's a really bad thing. Representative Byrne is calling for more humane solutions to be quickly implemented. Last night, President Trump met with GOP leaders, and we're hearing, you know, differing sides as to what happened. Depends on, of course, the channel you watch, the news outlet that you like to tune into. But what one thing that sounds like it's in unison, Sean, there were some heated discussions last night.
Yes.
They were discussing, of course, immigration legislation. So Representative Byrne, he said he planned to attend. We'll work on getting you an update on that situation. He does say, though, Sean, that Congress needs to immediately pass legislation to get rid of this practice, saying we need to change the law and we need to do it quickly. This is one time we do not need to mess around legislatively. We need to get this done. There ought to be a way for us to keep the children with their parents while they go through the legal process of determining whether or not they're going to be deported or granted asylum. The problem right now is the process takes too long. He does say that he read a bill Tuesday which was proposed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz that would accelerate that process. Okay, so that's one side of the situation. On the other side, in a tweet on Tuesday, our president, at Real Donald Trump, on Twitter said that most children crossing the border are not with their parents. Of the 12,000 children, 10,000 are being sent by their parents on a very dangerous trip, and only 2,000 are with their parents, many of whom have tried to enter our country illegally on numerous occasions. It's a conversation we're continuing to monitor throughout the morning. We have a poll on our website where you can let us know how you feel, and we'll keep you in the know as the hours progress. Now, police here in Mobile need your help to find a Memorial Day trigger man. 21-year-old Kevin Philip Brown is accused of shooting a man in the chest on Andrew Street. According to Mobile Police, the victim is 24 years old. They're not naming the victim now, but they do know that that victim sustained a gunshot wound. He was seen running down the street before collapsing in a driveway. As for Brown, he 6'2" and 175 pounds, he is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with any information is urged to contact 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625, FM Talk 106.5. All right, if you want to go back, so you mentioned Representative Bradley Byrne wanting to sign on with Senator Ted Cruz's plan that you talked about would expedite that process. Congressman Byrne joined me in hour number one of Midday Mobile yesterday. So if you want to go to the front page of FMTalk1065.com, you'll see the tab for podcast. Go down, just go to yesterday's Midday Mobile, the first hour of the show, and click play there. And within, I think he comes on at about 15 minutes after the hour, and we talk for about 15 minutes about this. You know, the expedited process that Senator Cruz brings up here is one that addresses what has been probably the major Achilles heel of the plan, is that you have a situation where it takes so long to get this adjudicated, to have a judge look at it, and all this time you have the family separated. But Senator Cruz's plan, I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's pretty ambitious, which I think is a good thing, but he's saying have this done in 14 days' time. Have this done in 14 days' time. He's in this.
It's a nice goal.
It is a nice goal. The way they want to address this is interesting. At least they get down to the meat of it. Of course, it's Congress, so it involves money, but they want to hire a whole bunch more immigration judges. Because you got to think about the volume.
Right.
They're talking about a couple of these judges down in McAllen, Texas, that we're seeing, I don't know what it was, like a week's time, an individual judge had 1,000 cases.
They're backlogged, hundreds of thousands.
So the idea would be to have so many more judges down there, obviously, to be able to get this done more quickly. That's part of the Cruz plan. So it's a time, like a two-week time window to get this done, and then bringing in resources for extra judges to be able to have the personnel there and the judges to do these cases. That's part of it that is this plan. We'll see. This seems to have gotten more traction than some of the other. Well, there's actually a fourth bill, but there's three that seem to at least be at the top of the heap that they're talking about different bills. But the one that, as of yesterday and what I'm hearing, that has the best chance of getting the votes would be this Cruz bill. Be interesting to see if this gets bipartisan support or if the Democrats at large don't vote for this. You know, if there's no vote, you wonder how much. Now, here's one thing to watch out for. Mm-hmm. I think this is back to being bipartisan and watching this. Here's something to look out for. If they go to vote on this Cruz bill to deal with the issue on the border, and any member of Congress tacks on some kind of pork rider, we're going to call them out by name, you know, if they try to get something else in.
First and last.
Yes.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, we are waiting for big news regarding the move of Mobile Regional Airport from West Mobile to downtown. We expect to learn today the results of a study looking at the cost and impact of that move. The City Council is considering a plan to build a modern public safety complex that would put the police department and fire department under one roof in Mobile. It's an effort to reduce some rather large maintenance bills for city-owned buildings that add up to about $83 million a year. The mayor's office wants to hire an architect design group from Winter Haven, Florida, to do a study on what it would take to build the new public safety complex. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Hill Road. When officers arrived, he ran. That's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. And there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's Elatus, a fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming,
we'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here has got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The Trump administration policy of separating children from parents who enter the U.S. illegally is a touchy subject along the border. This Texan thinks it's the only tactic available right now.
It's a tough issue, and that's why we elected someone to handle that issue in the best interest of the Americans.
But some governors disagree and are refusing to deploy National Guard resources to the border in protest against the policy. They include Maryland's Republican governor, Virginia's Democratic governor, and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
I think it's cruel and inhumane, and we told the National Guard to hold steady and to not go down to the border, period.
Wildfires continue to burn in western states, but people living near the 416 fire in southwestern Colorado are back home today. Residents living near Durango are being told they may have to evacuate again in the near future. Well, Dow futures are higher this morning despite a 6-day streak in the red. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Phones are the biggest potential target in the latest round of tariff talk, with nearly 75% of them assembled in China in the first 3 months of the year, including almost all iPhones. That puts Apple and many of its suppliers in a big pickle. If the U.S. slaps tariffs on Chinese smartphone imports, and if China retaliates with ones on components made in the U.S., Apple or its suppliers would either have to eat the cost or pass it on to consumers. Last year, Apple chose to protect its profit margin by passing on increased expenses from memory chips by hiking iPhone 8 and 8 Plus prices by $50. Big banks and financial companies have started to offer banking through virtual assistants, Amazon's Alexa, Apple's Siri, and Google's Assistant, in a way that will allow customers to check their balances, pay bills, and in the near future, send money with just their voice. But the potential to do such sensitive tasks through a smart speaker raises security concerns. Regional Bank U.S. Bank is the first bank to be on all three services. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings along with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, yesterday I did hear a thunderstorm somewhere off to the west, but it didn't rain at my house for the first time in days.
Yeah, it was hot yesterday. Yes. 93 was the high temperature, and the heat index got up around 102, 103 yesterday afternoon. And we're in for another hot day today. There's just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the reason that we're not seeing too many of those thunderstorms around is we have a high-pressure system over us, and that's going to stay with us today. And as a result, we'll just see some isolated afternoon thunderstorms. But look at that temperature to get out up to around 93 for this afternoon. And the heat index, well, it could reach as high as 104 today. As for tonight, we'll see a low of around 75 degrees under partly cloudy skies. But then tomorrow, an upper air disturbance will move across our area, and that will help set off some thunderstorms. So tomorrow, partly cloudy, but most likely we'll see some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. That should keep the temperature down just a little bit. Tomorrow's high should be around 90 degrees. That upper air disturbance will gradually move out Thursday night. And Friday, it should be a partly cloudy day, just isolated thunderstorms and a high of around 90 to 91. Over the weekend, a high-pressure system builds right back over us again, and so it's going to be a hot weekend, mostly sunny skies, very slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and high temperatures Saturday and Sunday will be in the low to mid-90s. So we've got a nice hot weekend, and looks like a good weekend to head to the beach.
All right. What about, and we're still in spring, right? It's still not officially summer?
We're still in spring, and summer should arrive tomorrow, officially.
Yeah, so, and then it can actually really be hot.
Yes, that's right.
What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? Are you watching anything?
Yeah, still we're looking good. You know, that disturbance that moved into Texas is still producing a lot of rain over South Texas, and some of that extending on up through Louisiana and the western portion of Mississippi. So any area in Texas that's without rain for a while, they're getting in now. Elsewhere, it looks good across the tropics, just a few scattered thunderstorms here and there, and we expect that to be quiet today and tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, big thank you. 75 now at our studios. I mentioned to Dr. Bill while we were in the news break before he hopped on, and I even got him to chuckle, which is, you know, which is work to do here. But I put a picture, you can see what it's about. I put a picture up on my Twitter feed of my light reading here. This is the Mobile Metropolitan Airport System Study press conference today, where they're going to talk about what they found in this study, feasibility of moving the airport down to Brooklee from where it is out at Farmers. And I'll say there are some like USA Today graphics and charts and lines and, you know, I don't see any pie charts, but like different little lines. And look at the pretty colors here. There's different colors and all that stuff.
Like rainbow bright.
It is a little bit like rainbow bright, but I will say this. I am not, my normal job is not to process these kind of things, but I read through it. Y'all have got to, if this is going to be now released to the general public, folks like me, Y'all gotta tweak the language here. Some of this stuff, I mean, it needs to be put in terms that regular people say, you know, every day. You could even have a translate. You could say it, and then in the back for the nerds, you can say, well, here's how we would say it in the business. But for the regular people like Sullivan, we're going to say there's just a lot of things in here that you kind of get the idea, but you get lost in the acronyms. You get lost in some of the terminology that's not every day, you know, greater catchment recapture. I mean, when you're reading this, you, yes, you can figure out what it means, but why not just say, you know, say it in regular folks' like, I don't know. I read through this, pretty interesting, and the presser will come out today. We'll talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour and, of course, during the midday show about the idea of moving Mobile's airport to Brooklyn, and is this the right move for the city? All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey,
now stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we have accident-free conditions so far. A nice ride from Tillman's Corner to Theodore along Highway 90. Also, as you're traveling northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, we've got light traffic there and also across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your at-the-talk 106.5 Traffic.
It's summertime at Serta. Cool off with a brew and help protect our coastal environment at Serta Brewing, 600 Government Street, Mobile, Wednesday, June 27th. From 4 to 9 p.m., for each beer sold, $1 will be donated to the Alabama Coastal Foundation. Buy a pint glass for $10 and ACF will cover your first beer. The glasses will be available at Serta and online at joinacf.org. That's Wednesday, June 27th, 4 to 9 p.m., Serta Brewing, 600 Government.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You've made it. We've made it halfway through the week. That's kind of like making it. It's almost Friday in a way. It's what, Friday Eve? Eve? Seem good? Is that positive? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be positive.
No.
Like, okay. That. Well, I was just trying. That was my first attempt. I'll work on it.
All right. If Thursday's Junior, this could be the third.
There you go. There it is. Friday the third. Friday the third is what we'll call this. 6:42. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty. Thank you, Sean. We now know why inmates at Metro Jail staged a sit-in on Tuesday. Authorities confirmed that roughly 20 inmates refused to follow orders from jail staff by peacefully sitting on the floor. They joined prisoners nationwide who are protesting against conditions and perceived slavery inside of U.S. prisons. Spokesperson at the jail says that yes, canine units were called in to encourage inmates to follow orders and return back to their cells. The standoff lasted about 30 minutes. Good news, there was no fighting, no issues, that's according to prison staff.
Okay.
So the standoff was part of a nationwide protest around Juneteenth. That was the day, of course, June 19th, 1865. That is an important day in history when slavery was done away with in Texas. Formally, that is. 45 states recognize the holiday. But, you know, as the years have progressed, Juneteenth has taken on a deeper meaning, a more broader meaning. Of course, if you're for it, you understand what that means. And if you're not, well, then you understand how you could see it from a different angle. Supporters of the holiday say that slavery is still an issue, along with poor conditions that inmates are forced to live in. Well, you know, it's 24 hours later, and we now know yet another big name. Make it two. Companies are severing ties with the BCA. First Alabama Power, Sean, mm-hmm. talked about mm-hmm. this on
yes,
the show.
Yes.
First they withdrew from the Business Council of Alabama. Now Regions Bank mm-hmm. and Power South have exited stage left.
Can I tell you there's two more shoes to drop today, too, probably?
Really?
It rhymes with Lou Cross, Lou Shield of Alabama and Latipillar Company.
Okay,
those are my two. It rhymes. I'm not saying this.
You're not saying it. You didn't spill the beans,
right,
but you
I'm just
are.
That they may be out as well.
Okay, we appreciate that insight. I know you'll have more on midday.
That's right.
Mobile.
Yes. Oh yeah, we got a bunch packed on that today.
Senior Vice President Evelyn Mitchell, she's with Regions. She said the company exited the BCA quote after careful and thoughtful review. We remain committed to supporting public policy and economic development initiatives that benefit Alabama, and will direct our resources toward other efforts to strengthen the business climate and support economic growth in the state. Well, Christy Scruggs is the Media and Communications Coordinator for Power South, who says, "We feel the BCA has lost direction and no longer provides us value. We have lost confidence in their leadership." Business Council has not commented at this hour on these latest moves, but yesterday, in response to Alabama Power, they said Alabama Power had not been a member since April because of non-payment of dues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. And yes, we are coming up this morning at 8. We'll be talking to Jeff Poor about this. We'll talk about national politics too, but we'll definitely focus some of our segment on the BCA and, of course, on the midday show. Going to get into in-depth on this. I told you yesterday, I told you the day before, pay attention to this, y'all. Pay attention. This is, we always wonder, and it's around, around election time. People say, well, who are these forces that are at play and who's trying to push this candidate versus that candidate? This is that stuff. This is the sausage, how the sausage is made, and it's getting, they're opening up the doors to the sausage factory right now. Take you a look inside. We'll talk about that coming up.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly, they're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Hill Road. When officers arrived, he ran, and that's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man wanted in connection to a shooting early Tuesday morning. Police believe Elmo Jerome Moore knows something about the shooting on Walker Road. A new restaurant is opening in downtown Mobile today. Expect to see some Mardi Gras fanfare when the Ruby Slipper opens at 11 this morning. The restaurant boasts an impressive brunch menu with its roots in New Orleans. Construction is set to begin next year for a new hotel in Gulf Shores. The Embassy Suites luxury hotel will have a rooftop pool and a bar overlooking the beach. The $85 million hotel will have 229 rooms. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
650 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check sports. Here's Corey LeBounty.
Happy hump day to everyone. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. On Tuesday afternoon, Judge William H. Steele submitted an order canceling Friday's scheduled 10 a.m. hearing on St. Paul's federal lawsuit against the Alabama High School Athletic Association dealing with competitive balance. Competitive balance is a rule that requires private school teams that achieve a specific level of success to be reclassified for athletic purposes so they play against public schools with larger enrollments. St. Paul's attorneys filed the lawsuit based on the competitive balance factor puts their student athletes at greater risk of injury, particularly in contact sports such as soccer and football. The St. Paul Saints currently have a 4A enrollment, but are slated to play 6A football this upcoming football season. According to Steele's order, a written ruling will come as soon as it is reasonably practicable. The AA Southern League All-Star Game was played last night at Regents Field in Birmingham. Mobile Bay Bears outfielder Zach Gibbons was named the game's most valuable player, helping the South Division defeat the North Division 9-5. Gibbons entered the game in the sixth inning and went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The North Division had a no-hitter going until Gibbons got a single in the seventh. Zach Gibbons became the first Bay Bear player to be named the MVP of a Southern League All-Star game since 2013 when outfielder Justin Green won the award. The Bay Bears returned to the Hank to start the second half of the season versus the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday for a 6-game homestand. At the College World Series on Tuesday, the SEC had a very good day. The Mississippi State Bulldogs pounded the North Carolina Tar Heels 12-2. Mississippi State is now 3 wins away from winning a national championship. Freshman Jordan Westberg went bananas, tying a College World Series record with 7 RBIs, including a grand slam, proving that the potassium power that he has gotten from the bananas he's been using in the dugout is working. The banana craze has now caught on with his teammates and Bulldog fans everywhere. Freshman Tanner Allen from UMS Wright had 1 hit and 1 RBI also. The Florida Gators defeated and eliminated the Texas Longhorns 6-1, and Arkansas versus Texas Tech was postponed due to weather, and they will play at 11 o'clock this morning. Oregon State and North Carolina start the nightcap in an elimination game. In FIFA World Cup soccer action, in Russia, Japan defeated Colombia 2-1, Senegal beat Poland 2-1, and the home team Russia scored 3 goals and got past Egypt. Today's action includes Portugal versus Morocco, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, and Iran versus Spain. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Braves beat the Blue Jays on the road 11-4. The Cubs split a doubleheader with the Dodgers. Tampa Bay Rays ended the Astros' 12-game winning streak and got a 2-1 victory. And the Yankees sunk the Mariners 7-2 to help keep the best record in the majors. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
There we go. This banana craze has taken off. Like it didn't.
I had a banana this morning.
Yeah, it's like banana craze. I mean, that's how I grew up. I was on the banana craze since I was.
Like bananas and milk?
That's good too.
Oh, yeah.
Frozen banana, banana milkshake,
banana smoothie.
Yes, banana smoothie.
Especially if you're in Jamaica.
Dried banana chips. Good?
Yes.
Okay.
But Corey, we're debuting. We don't agree on food, so this is a big day.
Right. This
Thank
is a big
you.
Day. I love it.
Thank you for bringing us together.
That's right. That is our food where we're joined. All the other foods we don't like, but the other one likes. But bananas, we're good. 6:53, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by the all-new Ram. Introducing the 2019 Ram 1500. The strongest, most capable, most advanced, and most luxurious Ram 1500 ever. Ram, built to serve.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams. The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. We've got some radar along the Bayway and the Causeways. You're coming in through the Eastern Shore, Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65 looking good on the way in this morning. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. It's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. Come see their new 6,500 square foot showroom and service department and get great deals on all their cars from Yamaha. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, 655 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Boarding.
Can I share that with everyone?
Sure.
So our friend Buck.
Yes.
You know, earlier in the week.
The tomato connection.
Oh my goodness. And the eggs too.
Yes.
We finally were able to have both.
You had cage-free eggs, which are fantastic. Yes. I do dig those. Yard eggs, as we called them, you know, growing up. I mean, cage-free is like the hipster term for it. You know, if you grew up with country folks, it was just yard eggs, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes.
Yes, and we ate that with the leftover Father's Day steak.
And a baked potato
made on the grill.
I like that meal right there. I like the way y'all are eating. That's a good deal.
Whenever you want to, you know, swing on by.
Yes, he's loading us up with tomatoes, so we sure appreciate that.
We do. I just want to say thank you once again. The Finleys appreciate you.
All right, let's talk headlines.
Let's do it. So if you love your city, you love your sports, and you're all about the bronze, the silver, and the gold, get ready to cheer on some local athletes. Mark your calendars for Thursday. You get to see the Mobile Hurricanes hit the hardwood in a scrimmage. The Hurricanes, they're the city of Mobile Special Olympics basketball team representing the city of Mobile and the state of Alabama in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle from June 30th through July the 7th. Coach Ladero Bell and his Hurricanes are a city therapeutic recreational program. A coach is also a therapeutic recreational specialist. So Thursday scrimmage between the Cottage Hill Christian Academy varsity boys basketball team and the Hurricanes is tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the Cottage Hill Warrior Gymnasium. All proceeds will help cover the expenses that are associated with our Hurricanes going for the gold. Mayor Sandy Stimson says he's incredibly proud of these athletes and the coaches and staff and our therapeutic recreation program, and it's amazing to watch our community rally around these determined athletes. Have you had to recently pick up a prescription for something?
Yes.
And you either call it in or you go there, you drop it off, and you wait? Mm-hmm. Well, CVS says they have the answer for you because now they are delivering prescriptions to your home. Yeah? I don't know if you like that, but that's what's going to happen. CVS announced on Tuesday that they will begin next-day delivery from their 9,800 locations nationwide. Same-day prescription delivery will be available in New York City, Boston, Miami, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and D.C. So here's how it works. You can request prescription delivery via the CVS Pharmacy app or by calling your neighborhood store. Delivery cost is $4.99. You also can add common health and household items to your little shopping grocery bill there.
While you're at it.
Yeah. Cold and flu or allergy medication, they can do that. Pain relief, first aid, digestive health, vitamins, baby, personal and feminine care products. You can add all that to your prescription orders. They are the first, they say, national drugstore chain to offer delivery nationwide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Which will bring on a whole new suite of stories about people stealing
dope
medications.
Deliveries.
I'm just,
yeah.
If I can put my Mike and Ikes on there, I'm all right.
That's all you need. All right, 6:58, coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 1065.